the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, clearing up the cloud, and more specifically, how safe it is. A look at how some companies stumble in the face of cybersecurity risks, asking the question, how safe is big data in the cloud, and how are companies staying on the ball? That's after these tech headlines. The Trump administration is examining whether to require the next generation 5G cellular equipment be designed and manufactured outside China. The move could reshape global manufacturing and further fan tensions between the countries. As part of the review, U.S. officials are asking telecom equipment manufacturers whether they can make and develop U.S.-bound hardware, which includes cell tower electronics as well as routers and switches. The conversations are in early and informal stages. The executive order calls for a list of proposed rules and regulations by the 150-day deadline in October. Stu Wu has more at WSJ.com. Some of the biggest restaurant operators are pushing back against fees charged by delivery companies. The latest journal reporting says McDonald's, Applebee's, and Cousins Submarines are among the chains negotiating to pay lower commissions and asking their delivery partners to spend more on marketing and promotional discounts. This comes at the right time. According to a recent analysis of credit card data, delivery companies are plowing money into their businesses and intensifying the competition. Since 2017, for example, Grubhub's market share has roughly halved, while DoorDash and Uber Eats have gained businesses. And French electronics aerospace company Thales is exploring new artificial intelligence tools, ones that will eventually separate and keep track of unmanned aircraft at low altitudes. The journal says the company is convinced such tech offers the best chance to cope with the anticipated growth in commercially operated drones. Here's the story. Existing radars and human traffic controllers simply won't be able to handle the crush of data. And only AI applications are likely to have the capacity to react quickly enough to maintain a safe buffer around individual drones. The trend was evident during the Paris Air Show last week, with several companies disclosing new ideas for opening up additional airspace for unmanned aircraft. Coming up, putting data into the cloud can make it more secure, but a look at how major companies are handling things and whether they're making the right moves to keep the cloud and your data safe.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Across every industry, the topic of cybersecurity continues to dominate the boardroom conversation. That was never more clear than at WSJ Pro's recent Cybersecurity Executive Forum in London. Teresa Walsh, Global Head of Intelligence at FSIAC, has more.
I think a lot of people look at the cloud and think that there's a lot of hackers always going after it, and that's the main cause of concern. However, if you look at a lot of the different issues that people have had over the past few years, it's usually down to human error and a misconfiguration, a misunderstanding of maybe what they were dealing with. And really, you know, we're a consortium of members of regulated financial institutions, so they're trying to share information about how to do this, the lessons learned, learning from each other's mistakes whenever you do see something like this, like a misconfiguration of an AWS S3 bucket or something like that.
Lee Rubin is counsel at Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw Pittman. He spoke of how cybersecurity and the cloud ultimately become a complicated search for clarity.
The balance that we're seeing now between cloud providers, and if a customer is setting up their AWS instance themselves, something goes wrong, then the cloud provider can turn around and say, well, this was your error, your customer error, your user error, so we're not responsible. But where the lines get murkier is where there's an element of collaboration, and it might be that it's not clear in the contract about ultimately who's responsible for what.
With new European regulations on privacy and network security coming into force, it's a critical time to benchmark company practices.
There is more of an expectation now from customers to say, well, we need some help. You're the expert, you're the cloud provider, you're the expert, this is your technology. You need to educate us and guide us through this. So if we do something wrong, we don't expect you as the provider to turn around and say, well, that's not our fault, that's your fault. There's more of an expectation now from customers saying, well, we want an education, a training piece around that, and really guide it through. So whether that's the providers themselves take it on themselves and say, well, here's some protocols that we're going to put forward in this, and we're going to comply with these, and we're going to offer you training, and we're going to give you a helpline service that you can just pick up, and all these sort of collaborative partnership elements that we're seeing, which the providers are starting to play a part in, because they realise that it's a competitive marketplace. So if a customer is not getting the service that they want, they're just going to switch it and go elsewhere.
For more on WSJ Pro's Cybersecurity Executive Forum, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.